Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What up, what up, what up? Happy New Year, happy New Year. Welcome to a live stream version of Rants and Gems Live. What's going on, everybody? My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We're going to bring the co-host, the lovely Kiana Watson, in a few minutes. But happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a safe holiday, had a great holiday with family and friends. I hope you guys are being safe, wearing your mask out there. And again, hope you enjoyed the holiday season. So we got a terrific show for you guys. It's going to be a quick episode, 30, 40 minutes tops. And we're going to get this going in a few minutes for y'all, right? So let's bring Kiana on in a few seconds. And let's see what we got going on. So in the comments, man, just type where you're from. You're looking to buy real estate in 2022. Type it in the chat. I'm buying real estate in 2022. Type what market you're looking to buy in. How many doors are you looking to acquire in 2022? Let me know in the chat. Let's go. Type it in the chat too. Start putting them on the screen, man. Start putting them on the screen. How many got? We got crypto technology was good. Happy New Year. We got good evening, Kathleen. How are you? Happy New Year to everybody. Bots and Yachts. That's an interesting handle name. Bots and Yachts. All right. So Micah, what's going on? Hold on. Let's see. Happy New Year. 1% bound. Happy New Year. Happy 22. Let's go. Bots and Yachts. Chuck Lamore says, yo, I'm following your advice and I'm getting that FHA mortgage. Number two. That's interesting, right? That's interesting. Two FHA mortgages. I love it, right? Make sure you follow the guidelines, all right? Don't put yourself in no predicaments. All right, we got people out in Rhode Island. We got Northern Minnesota. We got St. Louis in the house, Flint, Michigan. Crypto Technology saying he's going to add two more doors. That's amazing. Chicago, shout out to Chicago on the building. Put it in the chat. All right, New Jersey. Daniel's going for New Jersey. We got Long Beach, California in the house. San Diego. Chuck, you talking about you want to get four doors in San Diego. That is amazing, right? Canada. Wayne Shelton, we got two doors. I love this, man. You guys are out there about to execute at a high velocity on real estate, which is amazing, all right? Absolutely freaking amazing. So, look, let's bring in our co-host right now, the lovely Miss Kiana Watson. How are you, Kiana Watson?
I am wonderful. How are you?
You know, I'm alive and blessed. No complaints. How's everything with you?
Everything is amazing. You know, I am just, first of all, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to everybody. You know, I am just living life. You guys know I have the show Ladies Who List Atlanta coming out this Friday on
the
OWN
Network. What a way to start the year off. Let's go.
On the OWN Network. So I am extremely excited about that. You know, I started the year off really just, you know, easing into my year. You know, I listed South Park Cottages, the tiny home community.
Which you, we have one in contract.
Listen, we both have one in contract. So
we both are buying in which is
we're both buying real estate, and it's been a phenomenal year so far. We're just getting started.
Yeah, we're definitely just getting started. How was your Christmas? How was your New Year's?
My Christmas was
luxurious and doing your thing out there.
Let me tell you, what I did this year is so different. Normally I'm out. Like, I'm outside, you know, I'm outside for New Year. But this year I was able to relax and just ease into my year. And I really wanted that for myself. And I'm taking January to apply. Like, you know how everybody learns everything on Rants and Gems about buying a house. I've learned everything about stocks and crypto with this network, and I haven't been applying it. So I'm using January as a month of application of all these classes and all these connections I have to help me build my generational wealth when it comes to real estate and everything else. So it's been phenomenal. Yeah. Smart.
You know, you're either being entertained or educated, right?
Let me tell you, I spent about, it had to take me like 2 hours or 3 hours on researching the metaverse. Like, I want to be one of the first. Let me tell you why. The whole gag is, y'all know I don't mind sharing my dreams because y'all can't stop nothing. I want to be the first brokerage in the metaverse. So I've been working on that because y'all can't just keep buying land in the metaverse without a broker.
You need a broker in real life and in the metaverse.
People. Yes.
And so don't let me get a mortgage shop in there.
Correct. That's look, Matt, let's go. Let's do it. So that's really what I've been up to. Just, you know, easing into the year and making sure we applying all the principles and all the education we have so we can work smarter, you know?
Oh, yeah. We earnest. You know what I'm
earners,
saying?
Earners, baby.
And we don't just say that. We live it.
And I've been seeing people say that she's not an earner. Who told y'all that? Who said that?
I don't know. Who the hell? Like,
I literally have been. I'm the one of the first people in the Facebook group. Quit playing with me.
Quit playing. You've been here from day one. I don't know.
Exactly. I'm a day one.
Yeah, this ain't new.
For real. Not new to this, true to this.
That's a fact. That is a fact. So look, let's talk a little bit. We're in 2022 right now. Mm-hmm. This year is going to be exciting. But in the world of real estate, there's definitely going to be more challenges that happened this year especially for first time home buyers and folks that are looking to buy. Folks who are looking to buy this year. Okay. Inflation has been going through the roof. Okay. You got some technical difficulties over there, y'all. Look, this is live, people. This is live. So you're going to get that live action.
Hey, I'm going to let him figure it out.
Yeah. You got to move over a little bit.
I don't know what happened. I didn't even move. Nothing moved. And my whole body is on another side. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't even understand how that just happened.
I literally didn't do anything.
Yo, this is live, y'all. Y'all getting the live behind.
Get what we got. But the information is here. Keep talking, Matt. Keep talking. We got it.
And this is what happens when you are live. Mike, come on. Figure this out, please. But there we go. There you go. Now you're back in focus. Now you're back. So let's talk inflation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we got going on with inflation this year, Kiana? How is it going to impact real estate?
Well, inflation is going to impact real estate because inflation is impacting the world. Like, let's be mindful that we're looking at inflation and prices rising by 8%. So that is a huge jump. So when you're looking at your groceries, it costs more for groceries, gas is up, subsequently, of course, the price of homes are up. So what can you do to beat inflation? We always tell people this, but nobody listens. You have to invest to beat inflation. If the average person's salary is being increased by 3% and inflation is going up by 8%, you're not going to be able to catch up to that gap. And also keep in mind, not only are we talking about the wealth gap when it comes to just inflation, let's talk about real estate. Real estate is looking to be an increase of 5.6% nationwide, but we still have cities that are at 15 and 14%. So in order for you guys to position yourselves to acquire real estate, have smart investments, you're going to have to invest to beat it.
5.7% in 2022, and we already went up 20% in nationwide last year, and then the year before that. So we're talking about since COVID began, the real estate market right now is up 40-something%, and we had another 5.7, maybe 6% or higher, because there's some projections out there that saying it might be closer to 9%, 10%. Yeah. Right. But 5%, I think, is a real
safe. I think it's a good nationwide number. But state city specific, any of the major metropolitan cities, they're looking at higher inflation rates because, of course, you have people. This is just the way the economy works. Inflation had already happened in the 70s. It's time for it to happen again. And I think people mistake inflation as something that's not supposed to happen. It happens every season, and it happens in the season it's supposed to help build the economy, but prices don't go back down.
No.
That's where a lot of people got to remember. They think inflation is going to be like what happened in 2007, 2008. This is not a market crash. Inflation is going to inflate the prices up, and they're going to stay there. Up and it's stuck. You know, that's my favorite one. Let me just say it in 2022.
It's up and it's stuck?
Yes, it's up and it's stuck. Let's go ahead and put that out there, because when you look at prices and homes in the 70s, in the 70s is where we had the last huge inflation. You still can't go back and buy a house for $40,000, not a full, beautiful home like you could do then, because inflation took place in the 70s, and now it's a second round of inflation that's happening in America. So the only way to beat inflation is for you to invest and make smart business decisions with your money. Saving your money is not going to help you beat inflation. It's just not.
Yeah. So the numbers came in for November stats, right? The median home price is up almost 14%, 13.9%, $353,000 median home prices in November. So that's up 13.9% November 2020 to November 2021, right? And also new construction homes hit a high of 417,000 in November,
of course,
which is 19% higher year over year from 2020 to 2021. The system stats are not in yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to mirror what we did in November. So that's going to show you the cost of everything is going up, and real estate is continuing to increase at the same time. So we are like a broken record here on Rants and Gems. We keep telling y'all, don't wait to buy real estate, buy real estate and wait. You guys are going to have to get off the fence at some point this year, because not only you have to worry about inflation keep rising, where everything is going up from food in restaurants, food in your grocery stores, gas prices are absolutely insane right now.
Yeah.
Right.
The price to maintain yourselves, even if you're just looking at necessities, forgetting luxuries, necessities, food, tissue, you know what I mean? Things to take care of your homes, the price of electricity. All of these things are going up. And so if you're on the fence, what happens is you're going to be one of those people where I had a whole group of people 2 years ago when we first had the COVID, you know, we got to call it the COVID. Mm-hmm. And everybody was on the fence like, oh, the market's going to crash. And all they saw was the prices go up and up and up, and affordability is less and less. And so what we're seeing is the reports are coming in where if buyers don't start buying now, it's going to be unaffordable for the average buyer, because the prices are going to continue to increase, but your salaries are not increasing at the same rate. So the fact that we're in the middle of an affordability, a housing affordability crisis. It is a crisis. It's not like this is not something we're just saying. It is a housing affordability crisis happening before your eyes. You need to make your purchase now. I don't care where you are. Buy a piece of property.
Look, it's either you're going to get on the bus or you're not, right? And if you're not going to get on the bus is going to leave you at the station. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So with everything going up, from home prices to everything like we just mentioned, now what's happening is interest rates are going up. So interest rates started right now, the today's rate is right around 3.375% for a 30-year conventional mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. So it's slightly up from like a week or two ago where we were hovering between 3 and 3.25%. But what I want to tell you guys is, right, what's about to happen right now, right? What's about to happen right now is April 1st, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are making some huge changes when it comes to second homes and high balance loans. So mm-hmm. now high balance loans, for folks who don't understand what a high balance loan is basically when your loan amount exceeds the conforming loan amount. So like, Kiana, what's the conforming loan amount in Georgia right now?
And actually, we have literally just increased, and I got to look at the number, but we really hit in the conventional. I would say we're closer to 480, 490, and we got higher on the FHA. We're closer to like 400. Yeah. So one, the great thing about it is that tells you inflation is affecting even them having the minimum amounts for mortgages.
Yeah. So right now, the 2022 loan limits for conventional conforming is around 600, I believe, 38,000. Don't quote me on that.
On right average, now. Right? Because, you know, they average. Do it per city. And so that's why you got to look at your own specific state and specific city. Like, of course, it's higher in New York. You know, y'all, it's money up there.
So when you talk in FHA, you definitely want to check the county because every county is different. Mm-hmm. But with conventional mortgages, you can go up to 638 in a state like Georgia. But Georgia is not considered a high cost state like New York. Nope. So with New York, so with a single family, you can go to 638. In New York, we can go up to 912,000, somewhere around there. Don't quote me on that, right? So anything above that 638 is considered high balance, right? Or conventional jumbo. Correct. So basically what the government came out to today and they announced to all lenders that they're changing what's called a LLPA. A LLPA stands for a loan level pricing adjustment. And this is basically the fee that Fannie Mae charges on loans depending on your loan to value, your credit score, and the structure of the deal, whether it's a primary, second home, or investment property. So they charge these fees on the back end, which compose your interest rates. So what they came out to today and announced that every lender has to put this in effect April 1st, 2022, that the fees for high balance loans and second homes are going to be much higher. Now, for high balance loans, they're not penalizing so much. They're really only taking a 1-point charge, but lenders are not going to pay for that. You understand? It's like anything. When costs rise, the cost gets passed on to the consumer.
Always.
So what that means is for the folks who are looking to buy second homes, vacation homes, things like that, right? Now your interest rates come April 1st will definitely probably be in that 4% range.
Agreed. And the fact that a person wouldn't take advantage of a close to 3% interest rate and you will wait to a whole 1% jump, what it does is it lowers the amount of home that you can purchase. So it wouldn't make sense for you to wait when projections are showing they're going to raise the interest rates in 2022. It has to happen. The same way that they kept the rates low because the cost of the home prices were going up so steadily. Now that home prices are going to start evening out, the interest rates have to go up.
Well, yeah. And you got to look at, so this is one thing, right, that's going to impact interest rates and continue to make them rise. But another thing is quantitative easing, right? So the government has been buying bonds, mortgage-backed securities and treasury bonds since the beginning of the pandemic. They were spending about $40 billion monthly on mortgage-backed securities. And that's where loans are packaged up and sold in Wall Street as bonds, as an MBS. So they are easing their purchases, right, from $40 billion to $5 billion a month. That right there alone was already going to send interest rates, you know, high threes, low fours. But now once you start adding in the government agencies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, adding more fees to lenders, you better believe if you buy in a high cost area and you need a jumbo conventional mortgage or you buy a second home, guys, prepare yourself for April for those rates to be in that low to mid 4% range. So that's why all you folks who are in high cost areas, Cali, DC, New York, all of these places,
Miami,
Miami, where you can do $1 million house and put 5% down right now and still get a good interest rate. Mm-hmm. You guys better jump on this shit right now, because come April 1st, if you was quoted 3 anything, you better believe that's going to be in the force coming April 1st. So, you know, I wanted to tell you guys and break that down for you, so that way our audience pretty much understands the clock is ticking and you're on the clock. You ain't got much time.
TikTok. And the hardest thing, the hardest thing for people to recognize is you have to keep in mind that this is not going to stop. Like, this is not a fad. This is not a housing crisis. This is the world shifting and changing and inflation taking place. And when things even out, you're going to be stuck with these higher prices and higher interest rates if you don't take advantage of the market right now.
1,000% agreed. It's going to be a wrap for you. And yeah. I feel bad for a lot of, you know, I work with a lot of first-time home buyers, and I actually feel really bad that a lot of these people are really about to be priced out the market. And unfortunately, you know, you guys waited too long. Like, time waits for no man or woman.
Correct.
Right? You got to get your shit together. No one cares if you got a 580 credit score or a 550 credit score, or you listening to your Uncle Steve and your Aunt right? No one cares. The market doesn't care about this stuff. You got to execute, because you ain't going to be able to afford a house in a year from now. Rates are going to be 4-5%. What are y'all going to do?
And once the rates are that high, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it really, to me, it dilutes your buying power. And I would prefer to buy more house with a lower interest rate, put less money down, than to wait for an interest rate to be astronomical. And now you're outpriced, because again, the average salary, and I was looking at this, this statistic, mm-hmm. we all feel like everybody's making hundreds of thousands a year. Everybody's millionaires, but still the average salary is still $38,000 a year throughout the United States. That is the average salary.
Well, according to
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Instagram, the average salary is probably $3 million a year.
I don't judge nobody, but y'all don't compare your lives to people that's out here swiping and scamming now. Please don't compare your life to the scam life. Some people, but the truth is, some people not fronting. There are some people really taking advantage of the information that they're receiving and making smart business moves and making smart decisions. But for the most part, the average buyer does need a $250,000, $300,000 house. So if you're going to wait till the average price is well above that, you're going to find yourself in a very hard situation when it comes to buying a home.
No, I agree with that. Quick little thing. We got almost, 800 people watching this live with us right now. I need all of y'all to go ahead and like this video, share it with 10 people. Like, share, comment, all that good stuff. We appreciate y'all's support. Let me ask you a question, right? Amari Khan, this variant, and they got a new variant coming out. How do you think that's going to impact people when it comes to actually going out and looking at homes and getting into properties and things of that nature? How do you think that's going to affect people?
From my experience, dealing with the first wave, when COVID initially came out, everybody that shut down and buckled down and were afraid to purchase, guess what's happening right now? They can't, because they had budgets. Like, you guys know I'm in the Metro Atlanta area, right? They had $350,000 budgets, and our average price point now, 2 years later, is $458,000. So now that same house they could have gotten then is really $100,000 more, and they are not happy about it. So I think what we're going to see with this new variant, more people are going to buckle down. More employees are saying, employers are saying, work from home. We're using more technology. So people need more space, because your at home office, your space of work is going to be very important. So I foresee us having a huge spike in home sales. And there's going to be sellers that are going to hold on to the assets that they have and particularly buy more assets. I don't see it slowing down at all. People are still gainfully employed. Don't let social media fool you. There are people that are going to work every day and they're waiting for the opportunity to invest. And if you're renting, you're just going to rent from them, and they're going to build wealth through this huge wealth, this huge surge. Like, I just read an article of someone in Miami. They bought a house, I think, don't quote me, but let's just say the house was like $3 million. They sold it a year later for like $6
million. Damn.
1 year. Made $3 million.
That's crazy.
Because now someone wants the house. They're like, and there's no inventory. And with these variants, a lot of people are thinking about the quality of life. Everybody can't be outside. You have to go home. You want to make your home your oasis. You need to work, live, and play from home. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, I don't think these new strains are going to like slow up the housing market at all. I think, you know, God willing, you know, people are not dying and things of that nature. You know, everybody stay safe, stay masked up, social distance, do all that good stuff. But I think the housing market is going to continue to truck along right through this. It's too much momentum going into the new year. There's a lot of buyers out there that are qualified, that are well-employed, that they have assets, they have savings, and they're ready to buy. And I think this is the year where we're going to see more competition, because you got a lot of foreign borrowers coming back into the market because of the restrictions, COVID restrictions with international travel and things of that nature. So I think this market right now is just going to get, I think, honestly, the 5.7 number is so modest. I think it's going to be more like 10% still increase. Because it's no inventory. It's no inventory.
We have so much demand and very little inventory. Keep in mind, we are still, like the last time we ended this year still being close to 5 million homes short of what's needed as a nation to cover the amount of demand we have for properties. So if you come from that standpoint, you will see an increase in new builder inventory, because as a builder, builders are seeing opportunity. They're not building any more land. So you have to build on additional land. So now people have options where you're going to have to live further and further or further away from the metropolitan cities to even purchase a home. And now they're building, and you know, the cost of lumber has leveled out. But even with so many developers and builders, we still are not having enough inventory to cover the demand. So you still got to fight for your piece of the American dream now and not wait. There's nothing to wait for. And I'm not telling you to go buy a multi-million dollar house. I know I'm known for, I love a luxury house, child. Like, you know,
we know how you give it up already.
However, buy your first home. You know, I have so many testimonies of people, especially when I early in my career working with first time buyers, just buy your first home. If you can afford it, and it makes sense for your family, buy it. It doesn't have to be your forever home, but buy something. So that way you can start building equity, and you're not building equity for your landlord. Be the lord of your land.
Big bar. Question though, right? Because this was a good question that Almost Grown in the chat put up there. And I was actually thinking about this the other day, and it actually goes what we're talking about, right? The renters out there who probably are not right there to purchase right now, but they still want to live in a great area. Is there still rent to own right now? Because I know in Georgia, there used to be a lot of rent to own. I used to see that years ago.
Let me tell you guys.
I don't really see it no more. Is that
Okay, I'm going to give y'all an opportunity. Get your pen and paper ready right now. Get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you at least two companies I know that are offering rent to own, but you got to see if it's in your area. We have Home Partners of America. Home Partners of America is a nationwide rent-to-own program where they will assist you with buying a property, okay? And you can buy it back from them at a predetermined price. You have Divvy Homes, D-I-V-V-Y.
Somebody put this in the chat. Put this in the chat. This is big, big gems right here for y'all.
And so you can actually do a lease to own program with Divi as well. And there's another company that just came to light, and I'm looking it up right now. And there are so many lease to own programs that are available. So even if you're not quite ready, at least position yourself so that way you are in a property. And Divi, what they do is they take a part of your rent and they apply it towards your purchase price. So you really want to look into them first, because I feel like they're a little more fair. They get you used to paying the price, and they're going to help you save the money it's needed in order for you to purchase the property when it's ready. And so when you lock in a contract, they tell you what the predetermined sales price would be back to you. So while you're getting yourself ready, at least you're in a home that you love, that you can put love into. You're going to have equity, but you can also prepare yourself to buy.
That's amazing. Now, what are typically the terms for rent to earn?
It depends. Home partners, they give you time to purchase it, but I am seeing more of a 5% increase on the purchase price from the time that you purchased the home. So you're going to have to buy it back at a 5% increase, which is the average price increase throughout the United States anyway. And you're really getting a deal, especially if you're in certain markets that are still at 10% and 15% growth. So they're increasing 5% every single year. So the first thing they want to see is they still want to see employment. So they're going to verify that you've been at your job. Typically, they want to see your bank statements for the last 60 days, but they want to see that you have at least 2 months rent. So if the rent is $2,300 a month, then you just need to have that amount times two sitting in your bank account. Your credit score doesn't have to be perfect. 620 credit scores are acceptable. They like 640, but they'll look at exceptions. So you want to make sure you're prepared for those programs. But I think it's a really good program because you may have $5,000 saved as opposed to $30,000 saved to put on down payment right now. But at least you position yourselves to putting the home, being the home that you want, that you know you can eventually buy, and then put yourself on a plan to save and buy it back.
Gems. Put them gems in the comments. Yeah. Don't say we don't love you, renters.
Please don't say I don't love y'all.
A lot of y'all be trying to say, yeah, we don't love the renters. Y'all talking negative about the renters. No,
I know, exactly. Like, don't say like, I don't be giving out the gems. Because like, one thing I can tell you, I work with first-time buyers, but I used to, and I always say that I'm a broker owner, but I have 10 agents that work for my company in growing that work specifically with first time buyers that will help you by any means necessary. I have the agents on board and throughout the United States. If you guys want a referral, keep in mind my agents, myself, we know agents everywhere. So if you're like, listen, I don't know an agent talking about it in my market, reach out to us and let me get you connected to the right person, because home ownership can be achieved by so many ways, right? I just don't want you to position yourselves to rent forever. If you got to do a lease to own right now to build yourself up, everybody got to crawl before they walk. Nobody woke up and became a millionaire. At least position yourself right now.
Big gems right there. Big gems, man. And everybody got to start somewhere.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And, you know, we speak about ownership because we both are ownership advocates, and especially in the Black and Brown communities.
Oh, yes.
We need our people to own some ish. Right.
And we got to own.
We got to own. Our home ownership rate is 42%, is way too low, guys. We got to get that up, and we have to close this wealth gap. And real estate is one of these things that can help us close this wealth gap. I know we're on EYL Network right now, and I know you guys are heavy locked in when it comes to stocks and cryptos and options and futures and Forex and all this good stuff.
I love it though. I love it. But you still gotta have a brick and mortar. Look, you gotta be able to knock on the door, knock on the wood, look, knock on the desk. You need to have a piece of real estate that you own.
Look, it doesn't matter how much money you're making in the market. From a tax perspective, real estate is amazing, right? With depreciation, bonus depreciation, cost segregation. There's so many things that you can do to minimize your taxes with real estate. Although it is a longer term thing, you're not going to get rich quick with one property. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to buy property, buy what you can afford, but buy some shit. You know what I mean?
And beyond that, let's keep in mind the prices are still going up. You know, we have a huge diverse audience. So I at least want to put out there, if you feel bad about your city going up 5% or 10%, so I can speak on Atlanta. Atlanta's like 16%. Look at these other huge metropolitan cities.
Talk about it, man.
Boise, Idaho is up 46%.
What?
Andy, it's up 36%.
46.
It's up 35%. Salt Lake City is up 33%. And then you have Sacramento, that's up 28%. So if you're in those markets, you need to buy yesterday. Because that's ridiculous. So if you're in any other market, I beg you to go ahead and make your home purchase, because you see how unfortunate it is for those that have waited. 50% almost? I would be sick. 50%?
Nah, that is crazy.
I would be happy as a home seller, but as a home buyer, I would probably be very like it would be hard for me.
Look, and the millennials ain't playing. They made up the majority of the purchases in 2021.
Yes. Our millennials are tuning in though.
Yeah,
what I love about the millennium, they will learn crypto overnight. They will learn the real estate market in 2 hours. They are committed to making money in the easiest way possible. And that's why they're the ones that are making the quick decisions on buying the block.
That is a fact. They are definitely buying the block. They're out there hustling. Look, our goal in 2022, especially with Ransom Gems, guys, we want to put you guys in the right pathway to buy your first home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, a seasoned investor, we're going to have content for everyone, but especially for our first-time home buyers, because we really want to focus on closing this wealth gap. We got so many episodes that is just going to give you guys those building blocks, right?
Yes.
So many different building blocks to get you guys on the right path. So stay tuned for this next several episodes that we're going to release in the next couple of weeks. There's going to be content specifically for you first-time home buyers. And of course, there'll be gems for you guys who got property already. But specifically for our first-time home buyers, we really want to get it to you guys. I'm excited about that.
Excited about it, because it's like getting back to our roots. And understanding like we are, even for me, I can tell you, listing this tiny home community and being able to find out that we can offer down payment assistance on a certain amount of the properties, I really feel like it's such a wonderful way to help people bridge that gap and give them like the tools and building blocks. And when it comes to credit and how much money should you have saved and how much can you afford, forget what the banks tell you, what you can afford. What are the calculations for your own personal affordability? You know, what are some tips we can give you to save for your down payment and save for your closing costs? And what are those items? What credit score should you look at? And what apps should you use to monitor your credit score? What things can you do to boost your credit score? What do you expect when it's time to purchase your first home? Like, we're going to give you all the game. Like, you should not be, you got to be in a position to buy a house by the end of this year. All of our people that are subscribed and you tune in and you stay with us, we're going to give you what you need to purchase a home. And if you don't purchase a home, it's on you.
It's on you.
The information's on us. The execution's on you.
And our true words. Yo, look, that is a 100% fact. Well said, people. Let's go. 2022 is our year. Forget all this new year, new me BS. Let's lock in this year, y'all. We got to come with big energy all 2022. Let's achieve those goals. If there's anything that you guys want to see on the show, DM Ransom Gems Instagram page, Ransom Gems _ Instagram page. DM us. Let us know.
Yes.
Any particular guests that you want to see on the show, any particular grant or non-for-profits in your city that you would love to get them on the show, because we're going to definitely have a lot of first-time home buyer programs, grant programs for different cities on the show to discuss what they can do on a local perspective as well. Mm-hmm. So DM us at Ransom Gems for any ideas that you might have. But this was a good first episode of the
movie. Yes.
I know we got a hard stop because you got to do press for your...
y'all better watch this show and y'all better support your girl. I've been on here every Wednesday for almost a year. But it's very exciting for me. I want you guys to tune in to Ladies Who List Atlanta. And bigger than that, I just want to show that I'm fully like more multifaceted. So you're going to see real estate, but you're going to also see a woman with drive, an entrepreneur, a person that had, like, I think the internet kind of disassociates us so much that you forget that I'm a real human being, that when you guys say comments, if I read them, if I don't read them, like, I bleed hurt just like anybody else. And I'm excited to show that part of myself. So I became a little vulnerable on the show, but I'm still a boss ass bitch.
That is a fact. Look, I know you personally, so I can't wait till the world gets to know a little bit more about you. And a shout out to all your castmates.
I guess
I call them castmates or like whatever. Like,
that's basically what they are. Call them castmates. That's the cast of Ladies Who List Atlanta.
Yeah, shout out to Ladies Who List Atlanta. Shout out to all those ladies, man. All queens doing big things. So we're super excited and congratulations on the show. Shout out to Owen and Oprah. Oprah, we need you to earn your leisure. So.
Listen, I'm itching my way up, Matt. I'm working on it.
I need Oprah.
I need to breathe in the same air as Oprah. I will take 16 COVID tests and quarantine for 2 months. What do you need from me?
What do you need, Auntie?
Auntie, what do you need?
No, so look, man, this was a great first episode again, man. Happy New Year to everybody. Now, look, I need you guys. We got 900 plus people, almost 1,000 people live with us, which I think is our record for Rants and Gems Live.
I love it.
Shout out to all y'all. Make sure y'all like this video, share it with everybody. Also, go to Apple, Spotify, or whatever audio podcast you listen to. Please go there, rate it 5 stars, leave a review, subscribe, listen to it on audio. Let's make Rants and Gems the number one real estate show in the world in 2020. We appreciate all y'all support. The first 6 months has been phenomenal, but this year, 2022, we're just going to keep hitting y'all every single week with great information.
I can't wait. These building blocks got me so excited. Let's do this.
Yeah, the building blocks is going to be so what's up. So yes. Stay tuned for that, y'all. And you got any final words? Because I know you got a hard stop.
My final words are thank you guys for tuning in to the Rants and Gems show. Anybody that has executed on any of the information that we've shared, we want to hear from you. Like, make sure you go to the Rants and Gems page, shout us out, tag us in the comments, tag us on your stories. Like, we don't want to just sit here and give you guys the information. We want to see you execute on that information, because that way we feel good about what we're doing for our community. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Tune in to Ladies Who List Atlanta and make Rants and Gems the number one real estate podcast in America. All right.
Follow both of us on Instagram, MG the Mortgage Guy, Kiana Watson on Instagram. And like she said, tag us.
Yeah, we want to know. I like to see progress.
DM us your progress. Yeah. Tell us how Rants and Gems is helping you. Tell us what you want to hear on Rants and Gems. Whatever it is, we are open. We want to service our community in the best way.
Yes.
And always remember, closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't open your mouth and tell us what you want to hear, we don't know.
Exactly. You know,
so that's all I got for y'all, man. Love y'all. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
Wear your mask. Everybody, please be safe.
Please wear your mask.
Please wear your mask, people. Please wear your mask. Everybody be safe. And we out of here, man. Kiana.
All right.
Always a pleasure. YouTube, EYL Network. Shout out to the family. Mike, Troy, Rashad, Bam, Jamal, Janet, Danny.
Bigger shout out to Mike. For the setup. I'm going to the biggest shout out.
The biggest shout out to Mike for setting up Kiana last minute for this virtual live stream.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. You too.
All right. Bye.
We appreciate y'all. Love y'all. You too. We out of here. See y'all next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Bye. Hey. Okay, I got to change.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.